But we'll kick off the show with Todd Whitney with the UNL Extension. Todd, are you with which extension? Because I know there's kind of two offices out there.
Right, right. So I primarily am in the canopy of the Lincoln, McPherson, Logan Extension office, but I'm housed in the experiment station. So I work with the folks over in the experiment station as well.
That sounds like a fun place to be, the experiment station.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, I think it's a wonderful place. We have a lot of cultural diversity that's there, and also a lot of hardworking people, and good to visit with and work with a lot of the researchers that are there as well.
Very good. Well, I had your email pulled up with what you wanted to talk about, but I don't need any more. So tell me, what do we start with here today?
Well, I was thinking we might start with, we do have on Cornhusker Economics, the new 2025 farmland values and rental rates are available. And so what's interesting is we did see a drop. We're in the west southwest area, and we did see a drop in dry land and irrigated values from 2 to 4%, but the grazing land actually went up. It went up about 1 to 5%. So those are available online for people. The values for cropland as pegged for irrigated dry land be a potential irrigation, 2,045. If you look at the gravity irrigation, those values are 3,980, and then for center pivot, 5,245. So those are some things we can kind of work with. This year, what's interesting is irrigation seems to almost be for everywhere. We've had a lot of extra moisture that we normally don't get, but we are using about a third of an inch of water a day when we are in those hot heat stress times. So what's been interesting, we've had some people kind of north that have had enough rain that they have not had to irrigate too much this year.
Well, my parents, now this wasn't by choice, but they just got their final pivot going because it was broke down like last week or early this week, and the corn was okay, which is kind of amazing.
Yeah, because we usually say from tassel to final maturity about 2 months or 60 days. Right. So when we have a five-month growing period, we're getting close to the halfway point in this, and so it's kind of encouraging. I think that we've had a lot of unique things happening, such as we were really, really dry, and then we had that real moistness that started coming in, and so we've had some weeds show up, like common mullein. We're having a lot of common mullein this year. Sunflowers, it's a year of a sunflower, when stiff sunflowers are also your other sunflowers. And so did want to mention a little bit about the common mullein. It's that yellow flowering weed that you sometimes see along the roadsides or in pastures. It is very prolific. It can get really tall. It's pretty. The yellow blooms can be consumed. So sometimes the wildlife people kind of like to see them around. They use them as torches in the summer. It lasts for about 30 minutes if you use that. Also, it's hunter's toilet paper because it has a real softness to the leaves. But when it comes to pastures, we don't like to see that too well because they are very aggressive, and then they can come in and they can compete well with the grasses. And then it's hard to control because of that hairy, that wooliness that the leaf has. It's hard sometimes to get a good contact. University's done some research with that, and so if you are going to spray, use a non-ionic surfactant or crop oil, and that'll help on the coverage. But we're a little bit late now for putting on herbicide. We usually say it's best to put it on when it's still in the rosette. It's a biennial, so it means the first year you'll see a rosette. The second year is when you have that stalk that comes up and the seed head, a spike that comes out. And so we usually say this time of year, mowing off could be a way to kind of set it back. It's hard to get 100% control for the seeds, but it will kind of knock it back. Then maybe look more toward the fall.
So is that when we don't get as much rain, these are not near as prevalent?
Yeah, generally you'll see more of it when we do have the really rainy springs. And so this year, but again, it's getting to be really more and more of a issue. And so so those seeds hang around for a long time. And so if you have them go to seed and you don't control the seeding period, you're going to have potentially some seeds for years to come.
Okay. That's something to watch out for in your pastures and all around. You also have a forage field day coming up. Well, very soon, less than a week away.
Yes. Yeah, we did want to mention that Thanks to Roger Licking, who's up in the Mullen area. Sure. He has been linking with us. We have five growers that are doing sorghum and silage and different types of what we might term forages that you might have into a mix, doing it as an irrigation study. The SARE was a sustainable ag research education program. Started last year. We're into the second year of this, and it's going to be on Wednesday, July the 30th, okay. Starting at 8 o'clock, probably go from like 8 to 10. It's going to be a walking tour. It's on the Boyer Field located from Mullen, 4 miles east and 5 miles north to the first pivot that's out there. And so we really are encouraging people to come. We appreciate Arrowseed for being a part of this as well. But it's a SARE tour, and it's free for the public to come in, take a look at. We'll probably have some follow-up with that too, where we're looking at as far as cover crops and also these as far as a forage and what they could be able to do. It's kind of interesting. The town of Mullen started back in 1887, and it's spelled M-U-L-L-E-N, named after Charles Mullen out of Lincoln, and that's when they had, he was the chief clerk for the converted boxcar and the telegraph station, and then eventually that came about, but the weed common mullein is spelled M-U-L-L-E-I-N.
Yeah.
And so it's just kind of a, some people pronounce it mullein, but we usually say mullein.
Well, you said that in an email, and I said, I don't know what that is. I didn't know how to pronounce that.
Yeah, it's kind of an interesting weed. And not as prominent as a weed as the eastern red cedar, but we do say take common mullein serious and see if you can get a handle on it. There are many herbicides you can look at, such as Remedy, Toradon, Milestone, Grassland, Mesaview, and Chaparral. All can be very good in the rosette stage, and then there's Method, Grazon Nexter, Duracor, Telar, Escort, Cimarron Plus, Pastora, Overdrive, and Metasulfuron that can be used as well. They're not quite as controlling as maybe the others are, but they all can be used in an effective way. Again, use that nonionic surfactant or put on crop oil with it, and it'll help because of that leaf is just really hard to get a good contact with the herbicide.
All right, very good. And I guess if you don't, then you know you're just going to provide toilet paper for the hunters and torches for the rest of them. We've got Todd Whitney here in from the Extension office here in North Platte. Hopefully the rain comes back again at some point. Looks like it's going to heat up, though, so those pivots are going to be back in full force. They might take the day off, but that won't be long.
Yeah. I know some people talk about the corn's sweat. You know, it's kind of a marketing term. What they're meaning is ET, evapotranspiration, and that's what's the usage. And so if you look at when we have overcast days like we're having right now, it's about 20 hundredths a day usage. But when we get into these heat days that are coming in, we're talking about a third of an inch or 0.35 inches a day of usage. And so when you think about some of these pivots on the sand, it's hard to keep up. If you don't have the timely rains, the blessing rains that are coming in, some years it's hard to keep up, and they got to keep on irrigating to try to keep up with the indexes that are there, because the tasseling is the highest water usage time.
Right. Yes. And they won't stop at this point. I just traveled up to St. Paul, Minneapolis, which, you know, as a kid who hauled a lot of pipe and worked on a lot of pivots, I really don't like driving up there because you don't see any irrigation anywhere, and I think, what are they doing all summer long?
Yeah. Well, it's interesting. Yesterday, we had the Lincoln County Fair is going on now, sure. And then Hooker County will be happening next week. But I live in Gothenburg, just okay. East of here. Only 30 hundredths last night.
Right.
When it was pouring, and then the folks coming up from Wellfleet said wasn't raining hardly anything down there. So it's been kind of one of those years. You know, you have that little sliver of you know, south of Callaway had some hail.
Yep.
And then you had around, 25 miles north of here, around Stapleton, they had a little hail, and Sutherland. And so where it's hailed, it's been bad. I mean, some of them had 60-40% loss, you know, or more, you know, in some of those areas. So hail's kind of a word, four-letter word we don't like to have a lot around, but there is every year some of it. And so we feel for those that have the hail. But sure. This year, I think mostly we're looking pretty good. We'll just have to see what the year plays out now.
As it finishes out. Todd, anything else you want to mention this morning?
Just overall, I think of a good, strong year. Keep in mind that we're trying to put out some monitoring. We did have some District 12 issues with the Twin Plat NRD on some of the groundwater decline, and so we are doing work with about 14 growers now, where we have some scheduling tools that we're using, trying to monitor the irrigation. And so just encouraged to keep forward that we're trying to use some of the new technology and be good stewards and try to take advantage of this rain and not let it just run off. And that's some of the soil health issues.
All right. Very good. Well, thanks for coming in. Have a great or good luck at the fair and then next week up in Hooker County, and also at your Forage Field Day next week. And enjoy the rest of this one. All right.
Okay. Thanks, Tanner. Have a great day.